他同在里。
We thank the Lord this morning. He gathered us in His presence.
刚刚这首诗歌是非常宝贵的一首诗歌。
The hymn we just sang was a very precious hymn.
盼望弟兄姐妹回去之后能够再好好的来默想那诗歌的歌词。
I hope that when you return, you will continue to contemplate upon this, the words of this hymn.
396首。
369。
非我为主。
Not I, but Christ.
早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹来交通。起处主的话语。
This morning, I'd like to share several passages with brothers and sisters.
我们请打开圣经，到新约圣经哥罗西书。
First, let us turn to the New Testament in Colossians.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
新约圣经哥罗西书第二章。
The New Testament.Colossians chapter 2.
我们从第六节读。
We will read beginning from verse 6.
我读，请姐妹翻译。
I will read it for you all.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固。
As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith.
这边说到遵他而行，我们姐妹的翻译让我们看到那 准确的意思乃是在他里面而行。
And here in verse 6 tells us that we need to walk in him.
或是可以说是在他里面生活。
We need to live in him.
第二处经文在约翰福音第16章。
John 16.
约翰福音十六章，我们读十三节。
John 16 verse 13。
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth.For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come.
这边说到真理的圣灵来了，他要引导我们明白，原文也当作也作为进入一切的真理。
Here it tells us that when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth.
我们再读在罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章，我们就读第二节。
Romans chapter 8, we will read verse 2.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death.
我们再读一处，在希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章，我们读第八、第九两节。
We will read verse 8 and 9.
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation.
这边这个他就是指着我们主基督耶稣。
Here this hymn refers to our Lord Jesus.
最后一处我们要读哥林多后书第三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章
2 Corinthians chapter 3
我们就读第十六节
We will read verse 16
但他们的心几时归向主帕子就几时除去
But whenever a man turns to the Lord the veil is taken away
我们一同祷告
Let us pray
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
主，早晨你在我们中间。
This morning you are in our midst.
主，你悦纳我们一切的敬拜和赞美。
You have accepted all our praises to you.
主，我们知道你的心得着满足。
Lord, we know that your heart is satisfied.
因此我们仰望你的再来向我们说话。
Therefore, we look to you to speak to us once again.
主，把你最深的心意来说给我们听。
Lord, disclose to us the depths of your heart.
主，求你的灵越过我们人一切的软弱。
That your spirit may bypass all the weaknesses of men.
向我们每一个人心里说话。
And that you're able to speak to each heart.
主，只有你说话，我们才能够活过来。
Lord, only when you speak to us that we may live.
主，只有你向我们心里说话，我们才能够明白。
Only when you speak to our hearts, then we will be able to understand.
因此，我们把以下的时间仰望你。
Lord, we commit the following time into your hands.
求你向我们说话。
We ask that you speak to us.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
今天早晨的负担和弟兄姐妹所要交通的乃是遵他而行。
This morning, my burden to fellowship with brothers and sisters is to walk in him.
中文这边让我们看见遵他而行这件事情它的意思呢，我们似乎不是那么清楚。
It seems sometimes it's difficult to understand exactly what it means to walk in Him.
在这里，主给我们一个命令，叫我们要遵他而行。
But here the Lord commanded us to walk in Him.
为什么当遵他而行呢
？Why do we need to walk in Him?
这里主的话说，我们既然接受了主基督耶稣。
Here in Colossians says, therefore, since you have received Christ Jesus, the Lord,
就当遵他而行
so walk in him,
就当行在他里面
to walk in him,
就当活在他里面
and to live in him.
这件事情是非常重要的事
This is a very important matter.
很多时候当我们接受了主基督耶稣
many times after we have received Jesus Christ,
我们蒙了神的救恩
We have received his salvation
我们知道我们成了基督徒
We know that we have become a Christian
那我们就想说我们该怎么样子来过我们的生活
Then we began to consider what should we do next to lead a Christian life
如果我们记得上一次弟兄让我们交通到教会生活的四个重要的基础
If you remember last time a brother shared with us the four basic foundation for church life
就当初期教会在那里传扬主基督耶稣的时候
And just as the church in the beginning, how they preached about the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看见有三千个人，约有三千个人，他们就领受了教会所传的那个话语。
We see that about 3,000 people, they have received the word that were preached to them.
他们就同我们一样，接受了主基督耶稣做他们的主。
And they have accepted Lord Jesus as their Savior.
他们就受浸归到主的里面。
They were baptized into the name of the Lord.
接着主的话在使徒行传二章四十节告诉我们他们就恒心他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训
And according to the words found in Acts chapter 2 it was told that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching
彼此交接拨饼祈祷
And they have fellowship and they break bread together and they prayed
在那里让我们看见这些接受主基督耶稣的门徒他们就在那里过一个教会的生活
There we see the disciples who have accepted the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ they began to lead a church life
那里告诉我们他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训
There it tells us they continually devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching
都是什么意思呢
What does it mean all?
就是每一个领受主基督耶稣的人他们都做这样一件事
It means that each one of those that have received the word of ChristThey are doing such things.
他们都过这样的生活。
They lead such kind of life.
然后呢，他们都怎么样？恒心遵守。
And they continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching.
他们聚在一起的时候，他们是如此。
When they gather together, this is what they have done.
他们去工作的时候，他们也是如此。
When they go to work, they also do the same.
无论是白天是夜晚，他们都是过同样的生活。
Whether it's a daytime or nighttime, they continue to lead the same life.
那你告诉我们，他们做什么，过什么生活呢？乃是遵守使徒的教训。
There it tells us they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
弟兄告诉我们，使徒教训是讲什么呢？
And the brother shared with us what are the apostles' teaching.
虽然使徒是多数的。
Even the apostles are plural.
有约翰、雅各、有彼得、有保罗。
There's John, there's James, there's Paul.
有许多的使徒，他们都在那里传讲教训。
There are many apostles who are preaching and teaching.
但是那里教训却是单数的。
But the teachings is singular.
因为不是彼得传讲彼得的教训，约翰传讲约翰的教训。
It is not Peter that is teaching the teachings of Peter, or John teaching the preaching the teachings of John.
无论是雅各、是约翰、是彼得、是保罗，他们所传讲的都是主所给他们的教训。
Whether it is James, John, or Peter, they all taught the teaching of the Lord.
所以那里我们看见。使徒们所传讲的教训乃是主的教训。
So we see that what they taught the disciples were the teaching of the Lord.
那也是每一个门徒他们所遵行的教训。
And this is what the disciples will follow.
那我们看见主的教训是什么呢？
So what is the teaching of the Lord?
当我们想到主的教训的时候，我们就想到主在山上给门徒们那登山宝训。
When we think about the teaching of the Lord, we remembered Jesus' sermon on the mount.
在马太福音第五六七章，因为主说了好多的话。
In Matthew 5, 6, 7, the Lord has spoken much words.
到末了，主又继续的说了好多的话。
And at the end, the Lord also had taught the disciples.
之后，主又借着圣灵，向保罗、向其他的使徒们又说了许多的话。
And later on, the Lord also spoke to Paul and other apostles through the Holy Spirit.
那到底主要我们遵守的教训是哪一个教训呢？
And so what exactly the Lord want us to keep?
在这里让我们看见主的教训也是只有一个。
Here we see that the Lord's teaching is also only one.
虽然主说了许多的话。
Even though the Lord has spoken many words.
虽然主在圣灵里头向门徒们又说了许多的话。
And through the Holy Spirit, he also spoke many words to the disciples.
但这些所有主所说的话，也可以说是我们整本的圣经，它都只有一件事。
But in all the words that he has spoken, that's recorded in the entire Bible, he spoke of only one thing.
就是主所有的教训都是指着他自己。
And all the teaching of our Lord Jesus is concerning himself.
从旧约摩西的书
From the books of Moses in the Old Testament,
到诗篇，到智慧书
to the Psalms and to the books of wisdom,
到神借着众先知所说的话
and to all the words spoken through the prophets,
都是指着主耶稣所说的
all refers to Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣曾经说，你们查考圣经，以为内中有永生
and Jesus said that you have looked into the scriptures thinking that you can find eternal life.
给我做见证的就是这经。
And yet, it is this book that testify about me.
所以我们看见神所赐给我们的整本圣经都是给主耶稣基督做见证的。
So we see that this entire Bible testified for our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣也曾经在那往以马忤斯路上的那两位门徒，主也向他们显现，向他们说话。
Our Lord Jesus also appeared to the two disciples who were walking down on the road to Emmaus.
主对他们说什么话呢？
And what did the Lord spoke to them?
主就把那从摩西开始和众先知凡经上所指着自己的话都讲解给他们听。
He has spoken to these two disciples about himself that is found from the book of Moses to the prophets, everything that is concerning him.
主告诉他们，凡摩西的书、先知的书和诗篇上所记的事，指着他自己所记的事，必都要应验。
And he says that all the things that's written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms must be fulfilled.
所以我们就知道门徒们他在那里恒心所遵守的。
So we know that what the disciples kept in the early church
不是主所说的一句一句一句的话。
It's not one word or two words that the Lord Jesus has spoken.
也不是圣经所让我们看见的这许多的律法。或者许多的命令。
It is not many the laws and the commandment that is recorded in the Bible.
因为整本圣经所见证的、所指的，就是我们主耶稣基督的自己。
And because the entire Bible testify for our Lord Jesus Christ alone.
所以哥罗西书二章六节告诉我们。
Colossians 2, verse 6 tells us.
我们既然接受了主基督耶稣，
As you have received Christ Jesus, the Lord,
就当遵他而行。
So walk in him.
所以在那里让我们看见每一个门徒他们所恒心遵守的。
Here we see that what the disciples continually devote themselves to,
不是许多的教训，
are not many teachings,
不是外面的律法，
are not the outward laws,
他们所遵守的乃是一个人，
but what they devote themselves to is one man,
就是我们主的自己，
and that is our Lord Jesus himself.
早晨愿主来开启我们来认识这件事情。
This morning may the Lord open our eyes so that we may understand this concept.
主在约翰福音第十章告诉我们，
In John chapter 10, the Lord tells us,
主说他就是门。
He said that he is the door.
从他进来的呢，才是属于神的人。
And those who enter in through him are the ones that belongs to him.
不从这个门进来的呢，就是盗贼。
If you do not come in from this door, then you are a thief and robbers.
所以我们看见，我们如何能够进这个门呢？
So how can we enter in through this door?
乃是主耶稣基督，他就是这个门。
It is only through our Lord Jesus, because he is the door.
这是我们得救的开始。
And this is the beginning of our salvation.
那主耶稣不仅是那个门。
The Lord Jesus is not only the door.
在约翰福音十四章，主告诉我们。
In John chapter 14, he tells us.
主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
He said that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father but through me.
所以我们看见主不但是那个门。
So we see that our Lord Jesus is not only the door.
在进了门之后有一条路。
But after you enter through this door, you will find a way.
这条路还是我们的主。
And this way is still our Lord Jesus.
所以今天我们既然接受了主基督耶稣。
And today, since we have already received Jesus Christ the Lord,
我们进了这个门。
We have entered into this door.
但是我们前面还有一条路要走。
But there is a way that is set before us.
这条路也就是我们主耶稣基督。
And this way is our Lord Jesus.
主告诉我们说，我们必须要走在这条道路上。
The Lord tells us that we must walk on this way.
在初期教会受到逼迫的时候，
When the early church was being persecuted,
就那时候称为大树的扫罗，他拿了文书要去逼迫信奉这道的人。
And Saul of Tarsus have received letters from the high priest to persecute those people that belong to this way.
在《使徒行传》第九章那里所记载的。
In Acts chapter 9, it was recorded.
我们中文声音翻译说，他逼迫的对象呢，乃是那信奉这道的人。
And those who are being persecuted are the one that belongs to this way.
但他的意思呢，就是走在这条道路上的那一帮人。
And the meaning of this verse really means that those people who walk on this way.
为什么圣经这样记载当时世人对他们的一个描述呢？
And why did the people describe these disciples this way?
因为他们不知道这些人呢是什么样的人。
Because they don't know what kind of people are they.
他们只知道这些人呢，他们的生活、行事为人跟其他的世人是不一样的。
They only know that this group of people live and act differently than the people around them.
因为他们的生活就把基督给彰显出来。
Because it is through their life that they revealed Jesus Christ.
所以圣经记载描述他们。他们是走在这条道路上的人。
When the Bible described them, they described them as a group of people who belong to this way or walk on this way.
所以今天我们不仅接受主基督耶稣。
So today, not only we have received Christ Jesus.
我们不仅进了这个门。
Not only we enter into this door.
我们今天要走在这条道路上。
But we must also walk on this way.
就是遵他而行。
And that is what it means to walk in Him.
这个道路是非常重要的一件事情。
This way is a very important matter.
前面弟兄告诉我们。基督徒就是走道路的人。
Some brothers have shared with us that Christians are those people who walk in this way.
从前我不是那么明白。
In the past, I did not understand it.
这一次在准备当中，我就稍微明白了。
But this time, as I prepared this sermon, I began to have a better understanding.
在我们聚会当中有一位弟兄。
There's a brother among us.
他信主，他接受主基督耶稣有十多年的时间。
He has accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior for over decades.
但是他对主的认识似乎是非常的有距离。
But his knowledge and understanding of the Lord is still a little bit distant.
也不是常常能够在生活当中来经历主，来听见主。
And he often cannot experience the Lord in his daily life or hear his voice.
不知道是什么原因。
And we do not know why that is.
那感谢主，在一次周五的查经当中。
We thank the Lord in one of the Bible study on Friday nights.
圣灵在他里头开启了，光照了他。
And the Holy Spirit opened his heart and shine his light into his heart.
当我们弟兄姐妹在查经班，在查经的聚会当中提到那个主耶稣时代那个希律王。
And in the midst of the Bible study, we had mentioned about King Herod in Jesus' time.
有弟兄分享到说，这个希律王呢，为什么他跟神呢没有一个认识，没有那个关系
？A brother shared, and why is it that King Herod cannot connect or understand Lord Jesus?
乃是因为这个希律王呢，他乃是活在那宗教世界里头。
It is because King Herod continued to live in the religious world.
当有弟兄在分享这件事情的时候呢，这位弟兄突然间蒙光照。
And as a brother was sharing about King Herod, this particular brother all of a sudden was enlightened.
他就明白为什么他不是常常能够来经历神，来听见神的声音。
He understood why is it that he cannot experience the Lord Jesus or to hear his voice.
他看见说，乃是因为他走的道路呢，跟主的道路是不是同一条道路。
He discovered that he was walking on a different way than the way of the Lord.
好像主是走这条道路。
It seems as if the Lord is walking on this way.
那我们弟兄过去信主这十几年，他走在这个平行的道路上。
And yet our brother for the past ten some years had been walking on a parallel way.
因为呢不是太远。
Even though it is not too far from the main way.
所以有时候还能够稍微听见主的声音。
So sometimes it seems as if he can still hear the Lord's voice.
但是因为那个又不是很近。
But it's also because it is not the same way.
所以与主的那个距离的关系就有个距离。
And so his relationship continued to keep a distance from the Lord.
所以主让我们看见我们必须要遵他而行，走在他的这条道路上。
So, the Lord teaches us that we need to live in him and to walk in his way.
当我们这样子来跟随主的时候，我们就能够经历主，能够听见主的自己。
As we follow the Lord this way, then we are able to experience Him. Also, we are able to hear His voice.
我们今天为什么能够走在这条道路上呢
？Why is it today that we're able to walk in this way?
我们必须与主有相同的生命性质。
We need to share the same nature and life as our Lord.
像早晨我们弟兄所提到的
，Just like our brother mentioned this morning,
主是光。
Our Lord is light.
我们必须在光中来与主才能够同行。
We must live in light, then we can have fellowship in this light.
我们的主是公义的。
Our Lord is righteousness.
我们也必须在义的里头才能够与主有相交。
And only when we live in His righteousness, then we can have fellowship with Him.
主他是爱。
Our Lord is love.
我们必须在爱里才能够与主同行。
We must live in His love, then we can walk with Him.
就让我们看见今天主为什么当我们接受了主基督耶稣之后
So after we receive Jesus Christ as the Lord
我们能够走在这条道路上
Then we're able to walk in this way
那是因为我们有与他相同的生命
It is because we share the same life as him
不仅主把这个生命赐给了我们
Not only our Lord Jesus has given us this life
他也要叫我们在这个生命里头来跟随他
He also called us to follow him in this life
主耶稣曾经对门徒说
And Jesus had once told the disciples
若有人要跟从我就当舍己背起自己的十字架来跟从他
If anyone who wants to follow me he must deny himself and take up his cross to follow me
所以我们知道当我们要来跟从主走这条道路的时候
And so if we want to follow our Lord Jesus on this way
第一件事情要舍己
The first we must do is to deny ourselves
为什么主说要舍己然后才能够背十字架呢
Why is the Lord says that you must first deny yourself then you can take up the cross
那我们不舍己能不能背十字架
Can we take up the cross without denying ourselves
我不知道弟兄姐妹有没有想过这件事
I don't know if you have ever wondered about this
我听过一个故事
I heard a story before
这是真实的
And this is a true story
有一个传道人他爱主
And there was a preacher who loves the Lord
他呢他愿意为主受苦。
He's willing to suffer for the Lord.
当逼迫临到的时候
，and when persecution nears，
他愿意坚守主的名。
He wants to hold fast to the name of the Lord.
虽然说环境要迫使他呢否定主的名。
Even though everyone around him persecute him and wants to deny the name of the Lord，
但是他很勇敢，他站住了。
But he was very brave and he stood firm.
他没有否认主的名。
He did not deny the name of God.
让我们看到我们这位弟兄好像是背着十字架来跟随主。
So it seems as if our brother was taking up his cross to follow the Lord.
他为主的名受苦许多年。
And for the Lord's name's sake, he suffered many years.
被关在监狱里，被下放劳改。
He was set in prisons for many years and sent to the labor camp.
但这样子一位为主的名受苦的弟兄。
But such a brother who suffered for the Lord's name's sake.
当他后来放出来了以后。
At the end, when he was released.
回到家里头。
He went back home.
却跟妻子起了很多的冲突。
And he had many quarrels with his wife.
到后来与他的妻子离婚了。
At the end, he even divorced his wife.
我们就很难想象会有这样的事。
So it's hard for us to comprehend such things.
一位愿意为主受苦的，愿意为主的名站立的一位弟兄。
A brother who's willing to suffer for the Lord and who wants to stand firm for the Lord.
他也觉得他是为主背了十字架。
He also felt that he had carried the cross for the Lord's sake.
我想周围弟兄姐妹也会觉得他实在是为主背了十字架。
All the brothers and sisters around him also felt that he took up his cross to follow the Lord.
但是为什么他会后来与妻子不能够一同的为主做见证？
And yet, why is it at the end he's unable to bear the testimony for the Lord with his wife?
让我们看见不舍己，我们不能真正的背十字架来跟随主。
So we see that without denying ourselves, we cannot truly take up the cross to follow the Lord.
因为我们这个己是与主是不相合的。
Because the self that we possess cannot be in union and one with our Lord.
我们这个天然人是不可能能够走在这条道路上。
This natural man cannot walk in his way.
当今年年初主界的年长弟兄劝勉弟兄。
In the beginning of this year, when our brothers have shared with us.
就是主耶稣说，凡听见我的话就去行的。
And Jesus said, those who have heard my words and do accordingly.
就是把房子盖在磐石上。
Are those people who have built his house upon this rock?
他能够经得起风吹雨淋水冲。
And it will withstand the rain, the flood, and the wind.
感谢主，弟兄姐妹有不少弟兄姐妹听见这样的话以后，心中得着激励。
We thank the Lord that many brothers and sisters have heard such word and their hearts were encouraged.
我们心里头实在是向着主说，主啊，我愿意听见你的话，愿意遵行。
And our heart cry out to God and says, I have heard your word and I want to do according to your command.
为着这样的心志和心愿，感谢主。
I thank the Lord for such kind of heart's desire.
在同时让我想到旧约以色列人他们所曾经经历过的事情。
Yet at the same time, I also remember what the Israelites have experienced in the Old Testament.
当主耶和华借着摩西把他的话语赐给他们的时候，
When God has given them His words through Moses,
神在旧约时候所拣选的百姓以色列人就对摩西说
，And all the Israelites that God has saved in spoke to Moses.
他们说，耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵行。
They say all that the Lord has spoken, we will do.
但是我们知道后来他们是如何的失败。
But at the end, we know that they have failed completely.
从他们身上实在是给我们一个非常深刻的借鉴。
And so from their life, truly they have become an example warning to us.
让我们看见我们的肉体，我们天然的己是没有办法来遵守主的命令。
It shows us that our natural man and our natural self cannot be obedient to God's word.
我记得从前我们在查经班当中在读神的话语的时候，
I remember in the past Bible studies as we study God's word.
特别我们读到主耶稣的一些命令。
Especially when we read about the commandment of the Lord.
在我们当中有一位非常可爱，心思很简单的一个老姐妹。
And there was an elderly sister among us who was very simple and very lovely.
当我们读到有人主的话说，有人打你的右脸，你左脸转过来给他打。
When we read the words, if someone struck you on your right side, right cheek, you turn to your left and let them strike again.
有人要你的里衣，连外衣也给他。
If someone wants your inner robe, you also gave them your outer cloak.
有人要你走一里路呢，你就陪他走两里路。
If someone forces you to walk 1 mile, you walk 2 miles with them.
我记得我们姐妹在查经当中常常会问一个问题。
I remember the sister often asked the question.
她就问我们大家。
She asked all of us.
谁能做得到？
Who can do it?
弟兄姐妹，谁能做得到？
Brothers and sisters, who can do it?
从前我们听的时候，我就觉得，也不知道怎么回答。
When I heard her question, I didn't know how to answer.
但当我认真，最近在认真思想这件事情的时候
，But recently, as I remember these things again,
弟兄姐妹，我们有哪一个人，我们能够守全主的一切的命令呢？
Brother, sister, which one among us who can completely be obedient to every commandment of the Lord?
没有一个。
None.
我们或许刚强一点，我们能够做到一部分。
If you are stronger, maybe you can do a portion of it.
但是我们没有办法守全主一切的命令。
But no one can keep the Lord's commandment 100%.
的确，没有一个人能够做得到。
Truly, no one can do it.
但是有一位。
But there is one.
有一位能。
There is one who can.
就是主的自己。
And that is the Lord himself.
因为他主在肉身上，他曾经完全了这一切的律法。
In his flesh body, he has fulfilled all the commandments of the law.
他走了这条道路。
He walked on this way.
也只有主自己能够走完这条道路。
And only he can, himself can complete this way.
今天我们能不能呢？
Today, are we able?
我们能不能？
Are we able?
我们自己是不能。
By ourselves, we're unable.
但是住在我们里头的主耶稣，他能。
But the Jesus who lives within us, he is able.
今天神已经把主的自己赐给了我们。
Today, God has already given the Lord himself to us.
圣灵在我们里头就是主的自己。
The Holy Spirit that dwells in us is the Lord himself.
在我们里头的基督能够带领我们走在基督这条道路上面。
The Christ that lives within us is able to lead us to walk in this way.
这是我们唯一可能能够走完这条道路的唯一的一个根据。
And this is our only security that we can walk on this way.
就是住在我们里头的基督能够带领我们走这条基督的道路。
That the Christ that lives within us can lead us to walk on the way of the Christ.
所以神把圣灵赐给我们。
So God has given us the Holy Spirit.
住在我们里头。
That the Holy Spirit may dwell in us.
他要带领我们走这条道路。
He will lead us to walk in this way.
遵他而行，从两个方面来看。
And to walk in Him, we can look at it from two aspects.
乃是要走在圣灵里头。
And first is to walk in the Holy Spirit.
在加拉太书那里告诉我们。
And Galatians tells us.
我们既从圣灵入了门。
If we live by the Spirit.
我们也就必须靠圣灵行事。
Let us also walk by the Spirit.
我们前面的翻译很好。
And the English translation is clear.
我们如何能够走在基督里？
How can we live in Christ?
我们乃是走在圣灵里。
It is only when we walk by the Spirit.
乃是活在圣灵的里面。
It is to live in this Holy Spirit.
这位圣灵在我们身上要做两方面的工作。
And this Holy Spirit will do two areas of work in us.
第一，我们知道神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们心里。
First, we know that God desires to reveal His Son to all of us.
所以神把整本圣经赐给了我们。
And therefore, He has given us the entire book of this Bible.
神关于他儿子的启示全部记载在这本圣经里头。
All the revelation concerning His Son is recorded in the Bible.
是完全的启示。
It is a complete revelation.
不能再加。
You cannot add on to it.
你也不能减去。
You cannot take away from it.
因为神乐意将他儿子启示给我们。
Because God desired to reveal His Son to us.
所以神把圣经给了我们。
That's why He has given us the Bible.
全本的圣经。
He has given us the entire Bible.
不是只有旧约或是只有新约。
It's not just a portion of the Old Testament or a portion of the New Testament.
不是只有我们喜欢的，还有才是主给我们的启示。
It is not only the scriptures that we like that are the revelation of God.
神不仅把圣经赐给了我们。
God not only have given us the Bible.
他在这几千年当中，他用他的全能保守了这本圣经。
But throughout these past thousands of years, he has kept the Bible by his almighty power.
因为他要我们能够认识他的儿子。
Because he wants us to know his son.
所以他不允许仇敌，不允许任何的势力来改变这本圣经。
He will not allow our enemy or any kind of power to alter the words of the Bible.
神不仅给我们圣经。
Not only he has given us the Bible.
神也把那真理的圣灵赐给我们。
He has also given us the Spirit of Truth.
真理的圣灵要带我们进入，带我们明白，带我们进入一切的真理。
And the Spirit of truth shall lead us into all the truth.
我们如何能够认识神的儿子?
How do we know the Son of God?
我们如何能够行在他的里面?
How can we walk in Him?
我们如何能够跟随他走这条道路?
How can we follow Him to walk in this way?
神把真理圣灵赐给了我们。
God has given us the Spirit of truth.
所以整本圣经的启示是主耶稣基督完全的启示。
So the revelation of the entire Bible is the revelation of Lord Jesus Christ.
这是白纸黑字，这是我们所说的 Logos。
And this, all the letters that is recorded in these white sheets of paper are called the Logos.
这圣经是神的话语。
The Bible is the Word of God.
是丰丰富富神的真理。
It is the abundant truth of God.
所以我们的态度应该如何呢？
So what shall our attitude be?
主说我们要把丰丰富富的把基督的道存在我们心里。
The Lord tells us we need to store the Word of God in us richly.
这件事非常重要。
This is very important.
因为当神要与我们沟通的时候，
Because when God wants to communicate with us,
当神要向我们说话的时候，
When God wants to speak to us,
圣灵是说什么话呢？
What does this Holy Spirit speak?
圣灵就是说他听到的话。
The Holy Spirit will speak to us what He has heard.
圣灵在我们里头，乃是把主所说过的话再说一次在我们里头。
The Holy Spirit will speak to us the words that has already been spoken by the Lord.
这个就好像是一个数据库一样。
And this is just like a database.
因为我从前在工作的时候呢，是做这个 database 的。
And because in my job, I used to work in database.
所以我比较熟悉一点。
So this is something I am familiar with.
我就用这个做个例子。
I will use this as an example.
在我们里头啊，就像有一个资料库一样。
Within us, there is a database.
资料库呢，原本什么都没有。
And in the beginning, there's nothing stored in there.
没有那个资料在里头。
There's no data within.
没有神的话语在里头。
There's no word of God within.
所以当神要向我们说话的时候，
So when God wants to speak to us,
发现里头没有话。
You discover that it's empty.
就像我们做个查询。
Just like when you do a query.
就他那个结果回来就说，
a query.
结果我们回来的时候呢，他就说 no data。
And when the result comes back, it says no data found.
我们说主啊，我好苦。
You say, Lord, I am deeply bittered.
圣灵想要告诉我们。
The Holy Spirit wants to speak to us.
主是我们的安慰。
That the Lord is our comfort.
就发现里头啊，没有神的话。
And but it discovered that there is no word of God within us.
说了我们也不明白。
And when He speak to us, we do not understand.
当我们有需要的时候。
When we have needs.
主要对我们说说他耶和华以勒。
The Lord wants to tell us Jehovah Jireh.
我们里头也没有话。
And we have no response.
我们也不能明白。
We don't understand.
所以圣灵在里头呢，找了半天，找不到任何的神的话。
So the Holy Spirit search and search within our hearts, and it cannot find the Word of God.
圣灵在我们里头啊，就只好叹息。
And the Holy Spirit can only sigh in us.
没有办法把神的话来对我们来说。
The Holy Spirit is unable to speak to us the Word of God.
所以这是为什么我们必须要好好的来读神的话语。
This is the reason why we must read and study the Word of God.
把主的话语存在我们心里。
And to store His words within us.
当圣灵要向我们说话的时候，
When the Holy Spirit desires to speak to us,
他能够把神的话再向我们说一次。
He's able to speak the Word of God to us once again.
不仅我们要把神的话语存记在心，
Not only we must store the Word of God within,
我们要喜爱这个话语，然后昼夜的思想。
We also need to delight in His Word and to meditate upon it day and night.
当我们这个昼夜思想神的话语之后，
After we meditate upon His word day and night,
我就想啊，像在那个资料库的那个事情里头呢，就像是在那里呢，我们心静，我们就拼命翻圣经。
We flip through the entire Bible.
翻来翻去。
We flip through every page.
都是神的话。
They're all the word of God.
但是不知道哪一句是这个时候神要对我说的。
Yet we do not know which one applies to my condition right now.
所以这个资料库呢，不仅里面的资料要很多。
So not only we must have a lot of data in this database.
我们要昼夜思想神的话。
We also need to meditate upon His word day and night.
我们才能够按着神的意思呢，来认识神的话语。
Then we will be able to understand the word of God according to His will.
圣灵也才能够在适时及适时的时候呢，来把神的话语告诉我们。
In the appropriate time, the Holy Spirit can tell us the Word of God.
我感谢主，在过去这几年当中，能够跟有机会跟年长弟兄常常有机会交通。
I thank the Lord that in these past several years, I often have opportunities to fellowship with elderly brothers.
我就发现，在我们年长弟兄的里头啊，他那个资料库啊是很丰富的。
I discovered that the database within our brother is so rich and abundant.
神的话语都存在里面。
All the Word of God is stored within.
不仅这个资料库里头资料很多。
Not only within this database bank, it has a lot of data.
在我们弟兄里面啊，那个 index 那个索引啊，也建得非常的好。
And the index was also very well built.
相信我们弟兄在那里经常的在昼夜思想神的话语。
I know that our brother continued to meditate upon the word of God day and night.
当我带了一些圣经的问题也好，或者属灵的问题来问请教我们年长弟兄的时候
，So when I fellowship with our brothers as with questions I have concerning the Bible or any kind of spiritual questions，
就像我们弟兄啊，他里头就像一台那个超级电脑一样。
And within our brother is like he has a supercomputer within.
他能够很快的、很准确的就把神的话语呢，适时的来帮助我。
Very quickly and accurately, he is able to find the word of God, as my help.
这点让我们看见神的话语 Logos 是何等的重要。
So we see the word of God, which is the Logos, is very important.
我们不仅要将神的话语存在心里。
Not only we must store the word of God within.
我们还必须要昼夜的来思想。
We also need to meditate upon it day and night.
好叫真理圣灵要向我们说话的时候
So as the spirit of truth speak to us
他能够很准确很及时的把神的话语来说在我们里头
He may accurately and appropriately find the words for us
真理圣灵如何在我们里头帮助我们呢
How does the spirit of truth help us within
我们知道真理圣灵来了乃是要为主耶稣基督做见证
We know that the spirit of truth comes to testify for our Lord Jesus
我们如何从神的话语从 Logos 能够来认识神的儿子
How do we know from Logos concerning our Lord Jesus Christ?
不是从我们的思想，不是从我们的理智。
It is not from our thoughts or from our reasons.
唯有真理圣灵能够叫我们认识神的儿子。
Only the Spirit of Truth can give us true understanding of the Son of God.
因为圣灵乃是根据神的话语来为主耶稣做见证。
Because the Holy Spirit testified for the Son of God according to His word.
并且他也要引导我们进入这个真理。
He will also guide us into all truth.
不是靠着我们的心思
not according to our minds.
乃是真理圣灵在里头来带领我们。
But the spirit of truth guides us from our hearts.
当真理圣灵在里面把神的话语再说一次的时候
When the spirit of truth speak once again of the word of God to us,
他就把我们原本存的那个神的话语呢就点活了。
And he will make the word of God that we have kept in our hearts to become a life.
那我们就能够明白，我们也能够进入。
Then we're able to understand, we're able to enter in.
这个叫做 Rhema 的话语。
And these words now have become Rhema.
是一个活的话语。
It is the living word.
这个话语在我们身上才能够产生一个果效。
And the living word can be effective in our lives.
这个活的话语才能够带领我们进入走在这条道路上面。
And this living word can guide us to walk in this way.
我记得过去这段时间我常常和弟兄姐妹分享过去主在我身上的一些见证。
I think in the past some times I've been in fellowship with you how the Lord had led me.
有一句话相信弟兄姐妹应该都可以背得起来了。
There's one word you probably can already memorize by now.
就是在诗篇46篇第十节。
That is in Psalm 46.
主说你们要休息要知道我是神。
In verse 10 it says, Be still and know that I am God.
我相信你们都能够背这句话。
I'm sure that you all know this word.
我也说跟弟兄姐妹分享过许多次这句话语。
I've also fellowship with you many times.
我不知道有没有，我是还没有机会啊，听弟兄姐妹的分享这句话语在你们心中啊，有没有那个 Rhema， 有没有那个活的那个功用
？I have not had opportunity to hear your fellowship concerning the same word. Has the Holy Spirit made this word alive in your heart and transform it to Rhema?
今年初啊，主带领我们到旧金山那边参加一个冬令会，有一点服事。
The Lord led us to a winter conference in the San Francisco area.Earlier this year.
在聚会当中我就把过去主在我身上的一些带领和作为分享给弟兄姐妹。
And in this conference, I share with brother and sister how the Lord had led me in the past several years.
在聚会分享当中呢，我多次的提到诗篇四十六篇第十节，你要休息，要知道我是神。
And many times in my fellowship, I have mentioned this verse, be still and know that I am God.
我说一次，后来又说一个见证，又说一次，又说个见证，再说一次。
I recited this verse and I will give a testimony, I'll repeat this verse and I'll give another testimony and repeat the verse again.
好，在那里把见证做完以后，我们就回来。
So after I gave the testimony, we came back.
后来我听到有一位在聚会当中的一个弟兄所做了一个见证。
And one of the brother who was at the conference gave a testimony.
当他在那里听到我提到诗篇四十六篇，说你要休息，你要安静，要知道我是神。
And he said when he heard about the Bible verse in Psalm 46 and verse 10, it says, be still and know that I am God.
他起先啊，他就听那个翁弟兄说了一遍，又说一遍，又说一遍。
And again.
就像我在弟兄姐妹中间说了一次又一次又一次。
Just like I have repeated to you concerning this verse again and again.
但他说他没什么感觉。
He says he had no feeling towards this verse.
但突然间。
But all of a sudden.
圣灵在他里头把这句话给点活。
The Holy Spirit had made this verse alive within him.
那他看见他的魂是何等的没有安息。
He discovered that there's no rest in his soul.
看见他在来参加这个特会之前，跟他的老板之间的关系是他的态度是何等的不对。
He remembered his attitude with his boss just before he came to the conference. It was not very good.
当圣灵把这句话在他里头点活了之后。
After the Holy Spirit had made this verse alive within him,
他就在主面前认罪悔改。
He repented before the Lord and confessed his sin.
他对主说，礼拜一回去上班，第一件事情就是要对他的老板道歉。
He said that on Monday morning when he returned to his job, the first thing he would do is to apologize to his boss.
弟兄，我们何等需要圣灵在我们里头把神的话语点活。
Brother and sister, how we need the Holy Spirit to make the Word of God alive within us.
因为只有圣灵能够带领我们进入这一切的真理。
Because only the Holy Spirit is able to guide us into all the truth.
加拉太书主的话告诉我们，我们若从圣灵得生，就要靠圣灵行事。
Galatians tells us that if we live by the Spirit, then let us also walk by the Spirit.
今天我们已经得着了圣灵。
Today we have already received the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们身上要来掌管我们。
And the Holy Spirit will reign within us.
要来带领我们。
He will come to lead us.
他不仅带领我们，引导我们进入这一切的真理。
Not only he will guide us into all truth.
他并且要给我们有那个能力，能够顺服这一切的真理。
But he will also give us the strength to be obedient to all these truths.
所以罗马书告诉我们，在基督耶稣里，神释放了我们。
Roman tells us that in Christ we have been set free.
这生命圣灵能够释放我们，使我们脱离罪和死的律。
And this law of life can set us free from the law of death.
有些时候我们知道神的心意，知道神的话语，神的命令。
Sometimes we know of God's commandment, God's word.
但是我们却缺少那个能力能够来顺服。
Yet we lack the power to be obedient.
所以保罗说我真是苦。
So Paul says, I am so bitter.
我们想做的我们却做不到。
What I desire to do, I cannot do.
我们不想犯的罪我们却去犯。
And yet the sin that I do not want to do, I do.
原因是什么？
Why is the reason?
那是因为我们需要生命圣灵。
It is because we need the spirit of life.
在我们里面帮助我们。
The spirit of life can help us.
在我们里面释放我们。
The spirit of life can set us free.
虽然我们已经得着了圣灵，神已经把圣灵赐给了我们。
Even though God has already given us the Holy Spirit.
在我们里头已经有了主的生命。
We already possess the life of Jesus.
就像是一条鱼。
Just like a fish.
在鱼的里头呢，有它的生命。
Within this fish, it has the life of a fish.
如果这条鱼呢，在水里头呢，它就非常的活。
And this fish, when you set it in the water, it will live.
它生命力就非常的强。
It will live vibrantly.
但同样这条鱼。
And yet the same fish.
如果我们把它拿出在圣灵里头，它才能够显出那个能力。
This life must live in the spirit in order for it to manifest its power.
这也是为什么我们要靠圣灵行事。
This is the reason why we must live by the spirit.
为什么我们要活在圣灵里头。
We need to do we must walk in the Spirit.
叫主生命这个能力呢，能够从我们身上显出来。
So the life of Lord Jesus Christ may be revealed through us.
我们就能够走在这条道路上。
Then we're able to walk on this way.
我们的生活就能够把基督给彰显出来。
And our life will manifest our Lord Jesus Christ.
以西结47章那边有一个图画。
In the book of Ezekiel chapter 47, there is a picture.
让以西结先这以西结看见从圣殿有水流出来。
At first, God has caused Ezekiel to see that there's water flowing out of the temple.
那个水呢，我们知道就是预表着圣灵。
And we know that the water represents the Holy Spirit.
那水刚开始呢，从圣殿流出来的时候呢，到了踝子骨。
In the beginning, the water as it flows out, it is only as deep as the ankle.
一点点。
It's just a little bit.
然后呢，那个主呢就量了一千轴。
And then the Lord will measure 1,000 cubits.
那我们看见。一千轴之后呢，那水呢就涨到膝盖膝。
And after 1,000 cubits, and the water rose to the knee.
主又量了一千轴。
The Lord measured another 1,000.
水就到了腰。
And it came to the waist.
又量一千轴。
He measured yet another 1,000.
那水就涨成了像河一样。
And the water becomes a river.
不能躺，只能浮的河。
And you cannot walk in it, but you can swim in it.
就让我们看见圣灵在我们身上的工作。
So this shows us the work of the Holy Spirit within us.
也让我们看见活在圣灵里的那条道路。
It also shows us how to live in the Holy Spirit.
当起初
the way to live in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵到了踝子骨的时候。
In the beginning, when the Holy Spirit is only as high as the ankle.
神给我们量了一条一千轴的路。
God has measured a way that is 1,000 cubits long.
让我们在那里头来顺服，来行走。
And within that, we need to learn to be obedient and to walk.
当我们顺服主的所量的环境，我们走了那一千轴。
After we have walked this length of 1,000 cubits.
当我们顺服圣灵之后，发现圣灵在我们里头就丰富起来。
As we are obedient to the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit shall increase within us.
然后我们主又给我们量了一个环境。
And God will measure another circumstance in our life.
让我们顺服在属主量的环境里头。
Cause us to be obedient in the circumstance that He has measured us. We will follow the whole guidance of the Holy Spirit.
水就又涨到膝啊腰。
And the water will rise to waist high.
让我们继续顺服在圣灵的带领里面。
When we continue to be obedient to His guidance,
圣灵在我们里头就充满。
The Holy Spirit will fill within us.
我们就不再在那里靠着我们自己，照着自己的意思来行走。
Then we no longer walk according to our own will.
我们看见乃是圣灵带领我们走那条道路。
But we see the Holy Spirit lead us to walk in His way.
当这个从圣殿流出来的河所经过的地方
，and all the area that the river passes through from the Holy Temple.
它流到了沿海，原本充满死亡的沿海。那水就被治好了。
And it will flow to the Dead Sea, and the water was healed.
那水就变甜了。
The bitter water has now turned to sweet.
这河水所经过的地方
，Everywhere the river goes,
水里面就许多的生命。
It is filled with living creatures.
水的两旁有许多的树木。
On the two banks of the river, there's also filled with trees.
树上结满了果子。
And the trees bear much fruit.
叫人可以得到享受，得到饱足。
And so the man can enjoy and be satisfied from those fruits.
叶子也可以治病。
The leaves are also for healing.
所以我们看见这河所经过的地方充满了生命。
We see wherever the river goes, it brings with it life.
丰盛的生命。
Abundant life.
主说他来了，叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Jesus said that he has come so that we may have life, a more abundant life.
这就是圣灵在我们身上所要做的工作。
And this is the same work the Holy Spirit shall do within us.
当我们顺服圣灵的带领。
As we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们里头越来越丰盛。
The Holy Spirit shall increase, become more abundant within us.
那我们就能够走在这条道路上面。
Then we're able to walk in His way.
能够叫主的生命从我们身上彰显出来。
And allow the life of our Lord Jesus to be revealed through us.
在那里，让我们看见有一件事，就是有一个泥泞之地和洼湿之地呢，不得医治。
And here we see that there is a swamp and marsh that will not be healed.
虽然这条河经过的地方呢，都充满了生命。
Even though wherever the river goes, it brings life.
丰盛的生命。
It brings abundant life.
但却有一些地方呢是泥泞之地。
And yet there are some areas, those are the marshes and the swamps.
泥泞之地是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
让我们看见当圣灵在我们里头感动带领我们的时候
It shows us that the Holy Spirit moves within us.
我们如果不顺服
If we're unwilling to be obedient.
我们如果心怀恶意
If we are double-minded.
我们如果犹疑不定
If we're hesitant and will not follow.
我们如果裹足不前
If we will not step forward.
圣灵带领我们，我们却不顺服。
The Holy Spirit wants to lead us, yet we resist His guidance.
在我们里头就成为那泥泞之地。
Then within us, it forms the marshes and the swamps.
终究成为那盐地。
And eventually, it will become that the salt ground.
就没有那生命的丰盛。
And we will not experience the abundant life.
所以我们今天，我们知道，当我们要遵主而行。
So today, as we walk in Him,
当我们要活在圣灵里的时候
As we want to live in the Holy Spirit
这是最重要的秘诀
This is the most important secret
就是要顺服
That is to be obedient
顺服主量给我们的每一个环境
To be obedient to every circumstances that the Lord has measured to us
当我们顺服主走完主所量给我们的那条道路
As we finish walking the course which the Lord has measured
那段道路走完之后呢你发现水就涨起来
And after we complete the course, you will discover the water will rise.
圣灵在我们里头就越来越丰富。
And the Holy Spirit will become more abundant within us.
主的生命在我们里头也能够越来越丰富。
And the life of the Lord shall also increase.
我们的生活，我们所走的道路就把主给彰显出来。
Our life and the way we walk shall reveal our Lord Jesus Christ to others.
但是在顺服当中，我们常常面临一个难处。
Yet in the midst of all these to be obedient to God's will, we encounter a difficulty.
就是我们顺服不了。
That is, we're unable to obey.
明明知道主给我们的命令，主的心意是这样。
We already know God's command. We know God's will.
我们心里头也爱主，我们也想顺服。
We also love the Lord. We want to be obedient.
但是我们似乎就缺少一个力量，叫我们能够顺服。
Yet we lack that strength.That enable us to be obedient.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主耶稣他虽然为儿子
Even though our Lord Jesus Christ was a son,
他还是因所受的苦难学了顺服。
Yet through the suffering that he suffered, he learned obedience.
他学习到个地步呢，得以完全。
He had learned to the point that he becomes perfect.
我们主完全的顺服，在十字架上成就了神的旨意。
And from his complete obedience, he has accomplished the work on the cross.
希伯来书第五章告诉我们，他就成为那顺服他之人，那永远得救的泉源。
And Hebrew tells us, and that he has become the source of those who desire to be obedient to him.
我们主耶稣都还要学习顺服。
Even our Lord Jesus Christ must learn obedience.
我们也必须要来学习，来操练顺服。
We also need to learn and exercise our obedience.
但是当我们软弱做不到的时候呢?
Yet when we are weak and we cannot do it.
感谢主,我们的主耶稣,他为我们成了那永远得救的根源。
We thank our Lord Jesus because he has become our everlasting source.
因为他已经完全顺服。
For he has completely been obedient.
他就成了那我们永远得救的根源。
He has become the source of eternal salvation.
在我跟随主的这段道路当中
in this time that I have followed the Lord,
有些时候我也曾经对主说，主啊，我顺服不来。
There are also times I told the Lord, Lord, I cannot be obedient.
有时候一些难处似乎淹没了我。
Sometimes the difficulties are so great that it drowns me.
我也曾经对主说。主啊，这条路我走不下去。
I also told the Lord, Lord, I cannot continue to walk in this way.
但是感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
他是我们永远得救的根源。
He is the source of our eternal salvation.
当圣灵在我里头叫我转眼仰望我们的主。
When the Holy Spirit asked me to turn my eyes to look unto Jesus.
当圣灵在我里头再把我接上这永远得救的根源。
When the Holy Spirit connect me back to the source of eternal salvation,
我就从他得着了力量。
Once again, I receive strength from him.
从他得着安慰。
I receive comfort from him.
从他得着恩典。
And I receive grace.
叫我能够继续的来跟随主。
And all these enable me to follow, to continue to follow him.
有一位神的仆人Webb Peplo, 这位弟兄。
There was a servant of God named Webb Peplo.
他是在英格兰服侍主的一个人。
And he was a brother who served the Lord in England.
有一天他跟他一个很小的儿子到海边去。
One day he went to the beach with his young son.
他的年轻的儿子在海边，他们在休息的时候死掉了。
And when they were resting, the young son died from drowning, I guess.
我们这位Webb Peplo 弟兄，他用亲手为他做了一个小小的棺木，把他放在里头。
And so our brother has fashioned a small coffin with his own hand.
他就捧着这样的一个棺木，里面装了他儿子的尸首，把他埋葬。
And he held out to this little coffin and buried his son.
那是一个礼拜六。
That was a Saturday.
当他回到家里，他心里面非常的悲伤。
And when he returned home, he was in deep anguish.
因为他没有办法得着安慰。
Because he could not be comforted.
但是因为他主日，隔一天主日，他必须要向会众要传讲信息。
But because next day is a Sunday, he must preach to the congregation.
他就准备要讲的，就是在哥林多后书。
And he was going to preach on 2 Corinthians.
就是那里主对保罗说，我的恩典是够你用的。
That my grace is sufficient for you.
他在那里准备这句话语的时候，
When he was preparing on this passage,
他准备不下去。
He could not continue.
他必须停下来。
He must stop.
因为他对主说，主啊，你的恩典不够我用。
Because he told the Lord and says, Lord, your grace is not sufficient for me.
因为我里头悲伤。
Because I am full of sorrow and grief.
他没有办法得着安慰。
And so he could not be comforted.
但突然间他看见在他客厅里头有一个牌子。
All of a sudden he saw a plaque that was hanging in his living room.
就是那段圣经说，主说我的恩典是够你用。
It was the same verse that says, My grace is sufficient for you.
当他从他充满眼泪的眼睛看到这句话的时候。
With tear-filled eyes, he read the plaque once again.
其中那个是那个字呢，是用不同的颜色特别的凸显出来。
And the word is written in a different color.
那时候他跟主祷告说
，At that time he prayed to the Lord.
主啊，我相信你的恩典或许够我用。
He says, Lord, I know that your grace may be sufficient for me.
主啊，求你使你的恩典够我用。
Lord, please allow your grace to be sufficient for me.
突然间他听见一个微小的声音。
All of a sudden he heard a small voice.
圣灵在他里头告诉他。
And the Holy Spirit spoke within him.
带着责备的语气责告诉他。
With a rebuking tone.
你这无知的人。
Says you're ignorant man.
主已经把他的恩典赐给了他。
God has already given you his grace.
主耶稣基督就是那我们永远得救的根源。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the source of our eternal salvation.
当主在里头对他说的时候
，When the Lord spoke to him in his heart，
圣灵就把这句话点活了。
And the Holy Spirit made this word alive within him.
他就在他的信心里头就接上了这永远得救的根源。
And with his faith, he once again was connected.To the source of eternal salvation.
当他一心里面圣灵帮助他一仰望这位得救的永远得救的根源的时候
，When the Holy Spirit helped him to focus his gaze upon the source of eternal salvation,
他里头就活了。
He was made alive in his heart.
主的恩典是够他用。
The grace of God is sufficient for him.
他得到了安慰。
And he was comforted.
他也把这一段的经历分享给他的会众。
And he shared his experience with his congregation.
许多的人也都得着了安慰。
And many people were comforted in their hearts.
因为早晨我们在主饼杯面前敬拜的时候
，Brothers and sisters, as we worship God before His table this morning,
我在主面前一直流泪。
I continue to shed tears.
我没有办法停止在主面前流泪。
I could not stop my tears from flowing before the Lord.
因为主让我看到他已经把那最宝贵的赐给了我们。
Because he has already shown me that he gave me the most precious things that he has.
这永远得救的根源已经赐在我们里面。
The source of eternal salvation has already given to us.
他是我们得救的根源。
He is the source of our eternal salvation.
不论是什么事情。
No matter what you're experiencing.
无论是什么困难。
No matter what difficulties you have.
再大的难处。
No matter how great the difficulty is.
从前的、现在的、将来的。
Whatever you experience in the past or present or the one that's to come.
神已经把这永远得救的根源赐给了我们。
God has already given us the source of eternal salvation.
昨天我们参加五角星姐妹的追思聚会。
Yesterday we joined Sister Wu's memorial service.
我们看见她的母亲是何等的悲伤。
We saw how her mother was being filled with sorrow.
我回家在主面前为她的祷告。
And as I went home, I prayed for this mother.
我很盼望她能够接上这永远得救的根源。
How I desire that this old mother can also be connected to the source of eternal salvation.
只有我们主耶稣基督能够成为她的安慰。
Because only our Lord Jesus Christ can become her comfort.
哥林多后书第三章告诉我们。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 tells us.
在我们身上有一个难处。
That within us we found this difficulty.
虽然神已经把这永远得救根源赐给了我们。
Even though God has already given us this source of eternal salvation.
但是有些时候在我们心里头我们有个帕子。
And yet, many times within us, we still carry this veil.
虽然这帕子在基督里已经废去了。
Although God has already forfeit this veil in Christ Jesus.
但是因着人心里刚硬这帕子就还在脸上。
But because of the hardness of man's heart, we continue to carry this veil.
主的话说当人的心几时归向主
，And the word of God says, whenever the man turns to God,
帕子就除去了
，The veil is taken away.
我们就得以敞着脸看见我们的主
，Then we can see our Lord with open face.
求主帮助我们
，May the Lord help us.
主是我们永远得救的根源
，Our Lord is the source of our eternal salvation.
无论什么事
，No matter what happens.
无论什么时候
No matter what time
他都是我们得救的根源
He is always our source of salvation
但是我们心里有个帕子
But we carry this veil
这个帕子把我们与主隔开了
And this veil has separated us from the Lord
但我们的心几时转向主
Yet whenever our hearts turn to the Lord
弟兄姐妹，无论你在什么样的难处当中
，Brother sister, no matter what kind of difficulties you're in，
无论你在如何等的软弱困难里头
，No matter what kind of weaknesses you're experiencing，
当我们的心转向我们的主
，When your heart turns to the Lord，
帕子就除去
，The veil is taken away，
我们就得以敞着脸看见这位永远得救的根源
，Then we may see the source of our eternal salvation with the open face。
我们一切所需要的
，All that we need，
它都是我们的供应。
We will find that He is the source.
我们没有办法顺服主的话语。
If we're unable to be obedient to God's word,
他是我们的能力。
He is our strength.
他是我们的顺服。
He is our obedience.
弟兄姐妹，我们的心不要再刚硬。
Brother and sister, do not harden your hearts.
我们的心要转向主。
Let's turn our hearts to the Lord.
我们要从主以外的任何事物，我们要转向主。
To turn our hearts back to the Lord from all the things that have captured us.
他必能救我们。
He is able to save us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主，我们实在是求你继续的向我们众人说话。
Lord, we ask that you continue to speak to our hearts.
主，让我们看见你在我们身上心意是何等的荣耀。
That we may see what a glorious heart desire you have for each one of us.
主，你已经将圣灵赐给了我们。
You have already given us the Holy Spirit.
作为我们的职。
And to become our deposit.
圣灵就住在我们里头。
And the Holy Spirit lives in us.
要成为我们永远得救的根源。
And to become the source of our eternal salvation.
主，我们常常是无知的，是愚昧的。
Lord, we're often foolish and ignorant.
主，求你来帮助我们。
May you come and help us.
主，叫我们的心不再刚硬。
Lord, cause our hearts not to be hardened.
主，叫我们能够从你以外的任何人事物，我们能够来转向你。
Lord, cause us to turn back to you from all the things that have taken our hearts.
主，因为当我们转向你，我们的帕子就除去。
For when we turn our hearts to you, the veil is taken away.
主，我们就能够敞着脸看到你。
Then we may see you with open face.
看到我们永远得救的根源。
That we may see the source of our eternal salvation.
主，你就成为我们一切的供应。
Lord, you will become all our supplies.
你成为我们永远的帮助。
You will become our help.
我们感谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.